Mystery Award Theater. Presenting Pieces of Silver, this week's selection for Mystery Award Theater.
Hello, Lolita.
Senor Thirst, you are beautiful.
Lolita.
Father, I wanted only to touch his arm. And your hair, it is like the silk of corn. I have never seen such hair on
your Lolita, go back to the house.
No, stay alive. Be reasonable, Simpson. They all have to come of age sometime. You're lucky she's met a man with skin the same color as your own. Come here, Lolita.
Si, senor.
And now, Dr. D.E. McHenry, Associate Professor of Political Science and Dean of the Division of Social Sciences, University of California at Los Angeles, mentor of Mystery Award Theater. Dr. McHenry.
Each week, ladies and gentlemen, my associates and I select the very best mystery story we can find in our researches in that most popular and instructive literary field. For this evening, we've chosen the fascinating story by Mr. Brett Halliday, of which you've just heard a part. Mystery Writers of America, Nationally Famous Authors Association, are making it possible for us to dramatize these story selections for you. Listen how this one puts a brilliant new twist on one of the great classical themes, the same which Victor Hugo used in one of his novels, and which gave Verdi the plot of the grand opera Rigoletto. See if you note how Mr. Halliday has beaten these classic masters at their own game by finishing his story more neatly than they did theirs. When the dramatization ends, I'll discuss this with you.
Pieces of Silver.
This slot machine, this one-armed bandido. Manuel has made him bleed a little. But never, as you Americanos say, the jackpot.
What, senor?
Oh, you are getting red in the face for my proof that the gringo Thorsten is dead, huh? Insurance companies must know such things, huh? First, I wet my throat. Gracias, senor. What became of this Thorsten? Well, no man can answer with a certainty. I begin when the gringo first stepped off the riverboat from Puerto Blanco.
Salud, Ken. What a pestle.
It is wrong, senor, but you kick a dog.
You don't say. What did you say your name was again?
Pedro, senor.
Yeah, I remember now. I hired you to take care of my luggage, didn't I?
Surely you remember,
I
senor.
I didn't hire you to tell me what you think is right or wrong. Did I?
Well, no, senor.
See this?
See. Very large feast.
In my book, that's the only difference between right and wrong. You understand? Comprendo? No? Okay, I'll show you.
Your gringo pig. Look, he has a pistol.
What's the matter with you, Spix? Did you ever see a man get laid out on his back before? Anyone else here want to step up and smell my fist? I'll take you on with your whole white-livered family. Now you complain to what makes right or wrong, Pedro?
It will not be forgotten, Senor Thorsten. I promise you.
Aye, senor. Such was the man who was to come face to face with Lolita Simpson in the jungle. Ah, Lolita, more beautiful than I can tell. Soft, young curves to quicken the heartbeat of any man. Simpson? Oh, I explained the name. 20 years ago, her father, a good Americano, took a wife from the Jurio tribe, Indians in the hills. Well, the very day Thorsten arrived here in Teotihuacan, he met Lolita's father, Senor Simpson, in this cafe. I stood as close to them then as I did 3 nights later while Lolita danced the fluencita beneath a light of flaming torches. And the warrant for the gringo Thorsten's death was signed. But that first day, the two Americanos were sitting at the table over there.
Simpson, they tell me you have a little 2x4 plantation up the river.
Yes. Bananas.
Well, I want you to guide me that far on my trip into the hill country.
Well, I'm just in Teotihuacan for supplies. I'll be starting back in the cool of the morning.
No, you're not. Just like me, you're pulling out upriver right after lunch.
Oh? I am, Thurston?
Yeah. There's $10 in it for you to round up some mixed carriers and guide me as far as your place.
Well, after lunch is the siesta hour.
What's that to me?
It's too hot for men to travel with packs. Tomorrow morning will be soon enough.
Curse all your siestas! If you don't want to earn $10, I'll go alone.
Well, 10 American dollars don't drop into your hands in Teotihuacan every day. It's a small fortune in pesos.
Yeah, that's better.
Tell me, what's so important to you back there in the hills?
Oil. I've heard of seepages up there. You ever seen any?
Never occurred to me to look.
That's the trouble with you Americans who go native. You settle down with some sloppy, fat, spick woman and lose all your American push.
I must remind you, you're referring to my wife, mother of my children.
Just remind me? Why don't you come at me with a knife? That's how a man would act if he had any pride. Have you lost that down here, too?
I think I'll take a drink.
You know, I'd like to know something. Why did you ever marry that Indian? A real man can grab himself any woman he wants down here.
I know what we can drink to, Thurston. Your simple, uncomplicated view of life. Oh, yes. And the almost certain rewards you have coming to you. May you live to enjoy them.
Ay, senor, the gringo had his way, and there was no siesta. Pardon me, senor. Un momento. No es nada. This bandido slot machine, I do not believe there is a jackpot. You know, it's like a dream you have when you are sleeping in the shade, eh? Si, senor, the story, eh? We set out for the hills. The midday heat in the jungle, it was like no heat you can find anywhere. Young Alberto, brother of Pedro, could stand it no longer. Oh, it was beautiful to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Pedro. Pedro.
Here, Alberto. Oh. You take hold of me.
Oh, no. I cannot go on. I'm burning in my stomach.
Manuel, what we do?
This heat will be your brother's death.
No, no, it is not the heat. It's like this morning when a gringo come on the river boat. He is proving something. He makes such a hurry through the jungle to prove that we are not better than the dogs, that we cannot keep up with him. He shall be dead, that gringo.
No, not so loud, Pedro.
What's going on here? Who gave orders to stop? I knew I couldn't trust any of you with my back turned.
Looks like one of your carriers is sick, Thurston.
Sick?
He's very sick.
Who do you think you're fooling, you dirty little sneak? You're just like your brother. Well, you're not going to loaf on my time.
Oh, soon the sickness will pass. It is too much heat. Have mercy, senor.
You'd better listen, Thurston. Even though you don't permit such things, a man can die of exhaustion in the tropics. And Alberto's hardly more than a boy.
You stay out of this, Simpson. Now get this, Alberto. It's no harder for you than for me. Now get ahead of me on the trail where I can kick your pants when you get a pain in the stomach.
You're making a mistake, Thurston. These men won't stand for talk like that.
I told you to shut up,
Senor Thurston. What Senor Simpson say is true.
What's that?
Pedro, put that knife away.
No. Let him have his fun. Come on, Pedro. I'm waiting for you with open arms.
I'm going to kill you.
Not that way you won't.
Pedro!
How would you like to have this arm to carry around in a paper bag?
No.
Suppose we turn it a little more, just for fun. Just to see how you like the feel of a knife against your
face. I do what you say. Anything.
For the love of heaven, Thurston, that's enough.
Ever once you're right. We've wasted enough time. And I don't want to cripple him so he won't be any use to me. You're really going to get a workout now. We have to make up for this delay. From now on, we're marching on the double quick.
You don't know what you're asking.
Only what I ask of myself. But this time, you're going to stay ahead of me on the trail. And remember, I've got a gun.
You are listening to Mystery Award Theater. To this week's selection by Mr. Brett Halliday, Pieces of Silver.
A trip of 3 days, senor, made in 1.5. Every minute they feel of death in the air. If only the gringo had known where this mad race was taking him. Eh? What's that, senor? Oh, patience. I will come to the meaning of that. But now we arrived at Senor Simpson's plantation. It was a welcome sight. Then suddenly our heart stood still. Running toward the trail was Lolita. She stopped short and began to stare. She seemed to see no one but Thurston. Some secret longing locked in her breast was lighted to flame by the cold, evil gaze of the gringo. She was like one hypnotized.
Ah. Okay, Simpson. I want a word alone with the young lady. You heard me. I don't need you anymore. You got your 10 good American dollars?
I'll stay and watch you till you're out of sight.
Can't you see the way she's staring at me? She wants a little privacy, too. You're not so old and dried out, you can't understand that.
This is my daughter.
You don't have to tell me that. I know a half-breed when I see one. Hello, Lolita.
How do you do?
Yeah, the name's Thurston. You know, I bet you never saw a white man before. Yeah, besides your father.
No. Never. You are beautiful.
Lolita!
Father, I only wanted to touch his arm.
Thurston, please leave the kid alone. In this country, men kill for what you're doing.
And your hair. It is like the silk of corn. I've never seen such hair.
Lolita, go back to the house.
Now, stay where you are. And be reasonable, Simpson. They all have to come of age sometime. You're lucky she's met a man with skin the same color as your own. Come here, Lolita.
Si, senor.
Lolita, go back to the house. Go quickly.
I do not understand.
Go!
You can't keep her away from me, Simpson. She'll come to me whenever I crook my little finger. It's a half-breed in her.
I saw the meaning in his eyes. No longer is the gringo so anxious to race through the jungle. Now he plans to camp here 3 days near your plantation.
That man dirties everything with his unclean touch. He will rouse in Lolita all the things I've shielded her from. And she won't be able to help herself.
We must save her, senor.
We can, Manuel. If you would help.
Oh, she, anything.
I promised Lolita in marriage to Rue Urigan, whose father is chief of the Uriol tribe. You will take a message to him tonight.
See, what is the message?
Tell him that the betrothal ceremony between him and my daughter must not wait until next month as we planned. It must be at once.
Ah, that is good.
Tell Rue he must come tomorrow night, lest he come too late. What do you want, Preston?
Do you usually welcome neighbors with a shotgun, Simpson? Look, you may as well get this straight. I could have seen Lolita if I wanted it that way. And she would have listened to anything I said. But there hasn't been a woman yet who could make me chase her. And the first one isn't going to be any little half-breed. She's going to come to me, all right. And you won't be able to stop her.
No, Thurston. This is one time you're not going to get what you want simply because it's you who wants it.
Yeah, we'll see. Wait a minute. Those drums, what's going on around here? What is this shindig that's coming off tonight? Can't get a word out of the Spics or the Indians.
You may as well know. They're all coming from the hills to prepare for the baile tonight. To celebrate Lolita's betrothal to Rue Urigan of the Jurios.
You're going to let her shack up with a lot of dirty, uncivilized savages?
The Jurios are a noble people with a long and proud heritage. They're Lolita's people through the woman I married. And she loves this boy with all her heart.
I'm inviting myself to Lolita's engagement party tonight. You can accept that as a warning.
Patience, senor, the end is near. Oh, truly, that was a night. The fever heat of the jungle in the song of the guitars. A strange note of madness, senor, struck deep inside the man to set the pulse drumming. I can't see it. Wild, fluencite, senor. The passion dance of the Jurios. Faster than your fast was the beat of the music as Lolita and Rui circled each other and seemed consumed by the fire that leaped in their eyes. It was then I saw the gringo come from the darkness of the jungle. Thorsten's eyes feasted upon Lolita's young body, yielding itself to the movements of her lover. He approached Senor Simpson, and they stood there, the shadows of the big trees.
I suppose her sweetheart will be going back into the hills after the baile, huh? Hey, he's not allowed to hang around her until they're married, is he?
Yes, back to the hills. Where you'll be going.
I'm getting an early start in the morning. I'll finish my work and be back here before you know it. Time for a little vacation before I go to the States. While the boyfriend is off with his tribe. Business before pleasure, my motto.
Let's go closer. This is something you're not likely to see again. Ever.
The cranger! I will take his heart out with my hand!
Oh, that's Rui!
Listen to Lolita, my son. Let the Americano go his way.
But my father, he has insulted my betrothed.
I can do no good. He has a gun, Rui. And he's a man who loves to kill. If you follow him...
Why do not leave me?
But he threw American dollars at your feet. As though you were a girl who dances for the pleasure of any man.
He goes into the hills tomorrow, exploring for oil. Maybe that will be the end of him. Yes, maybe it will.
It is indeed a strange thing, a thing unheard of, senor, when a Jurio like Rui Urigan lets such an insult supreme go unavenged. I should have known that night what the future held for the gringo Thurston. The next day we broke camp and traveled far. About noon, two Indians on shaggy ponies approached us. Yes, they knew where there was a spring abubble with the black oil had burned. Yes, they would take the Americano and show him. Pedro and I watched him leave with the Indians, his eyes blazing with greed. The jungle was quiet as a tomb. We waited and waited, though we knew not for what.
Vaya con Dios.
That is it, senor. No one has ever seen the gringo Thorsten again. The Indians who guided him away were Jurios. They have a tribal law which demands revenge for such insults as brought shame to Lolita. It has to do with rubbing honey on the body of their victim, stretching him with grass ropes across a nest of ants. The ants, you comprehend, are without knowledge of American insurance rules, and they leave very little that is recognizable. So, you see, there is little use to look for your proof, senor. He say he was a fool to throw money at the feet of Lolita while she danced a fluencita with her lover? Oh, yes, senor. That would have been a very foolish thing for the gringo to do. Bandido still robbing Manuel. You know something, senor? I think you have misunderstood me. Why? Well, it was not the gringo Thorsten who threw the money at Lolita's feet. Dios, no! You see, he had paid Senor Simpson, Lolita's father, with American silver dollars.
The jackpot!
Now, Dr. McHenry with his analysis of tonight's story.
In tonight's story, we see that the central situation is an intensely human and natural one, which must have arisen in many thousands of homes all through the ages. It is the dilemma of a father who sees his daughter fascinated by an evil suitor. How can he make his daughter see the man as bad? How can he stop this man from ruining the girl's life? Many a father has been tortured by these questions. Now, make the father humble and almost helpless. Then make the suitor powerful and ruthless. And you have the dramatic crisis which Victor Hugo and Giuseppe Verdi used, as Brett Halliday has. But in Hugo and Verdi, the father failed to save his daughter. Rigoletto ends when the father tries to kill the suitor by a trick, but instead gets his daughter killed. The trick which Mr. Halliday's father used was a neater one, don't you think? Or shall we ask the author of himself? Mr. Halliday?
Oh, thank you, Dr. McHenry. Coming from you, such an analysis makes me quite proud of my story. And let me compliment you on its dramatization. It was beautifully done. May I speak also for some of my fellow authors?
Of course.
My association, the Mystery Writers of America, wants your listeners to know that we're going to make our very best work available to you. You see, we appreciate the fine way you're using it. Have you chosen yet for next week?
Yes, a story by Mr. Lawrence Blockman, who is so well known for his work in Collier's Magazine. It's called Red Wine.
Splendid. I know that story, and it's one that any author would be proud of.
Join us again at this same time next week. Hear a manhunt. A manhunt which doesn't end until the hunter and the hunted drink to its excess from a bottle of blood red wine. Mystery Award Theater is produced by Lee Crosby and George L. Fogle.